This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Let her go. Y'all ready for this?
I just wanna be part of your symphony.
Hello, welcome one and all. Yes, it's finally happened. We had to get here eventually. Time would tell. This is the 200th ever episode of the show that goes like this. Oh yes, well I'm as shocked as everyone else. I started here at Phoenix FM in 2017 and over the years have amassed 199 live broadcasts previous to this one. So here we go, the 200th is upon us. Hope your Tuesday is treating you well. Loads of great things to look forward to and a couple of extra special things as well. Thanks to, well, droves of you who've got in touch on social media. I'll be sharing some of your lovely messages and some of your interesting messages as well. As ever, like we do every week on this programme, we'll be dealing with celebrity birthdays that occur on the same day as the show. And as has been my wont over the last few weeks, I'm going to share with you some of the weirder side of stories in the news at the moment. And there is information on the now-started semi-finals of the Biscuit World Cup. Literally all happening, and as ever, great music, most of which has been suggested by my lovely legend listeners once again. And with it being the 200th episode of the show that goes like this, I put a request out on social media a couple of days ago for people to come up with tracks that have either the word show, goes, like, or this in them. So to get us going musically tonight, what's coming up? Well, a fabulous suggestion came in early on from the brilliant Ian Parkin, who I performed in pantomime with in Lytham St Anne's last Christmas. To get us started on the 200th episode, it's Queen. And of course, the show must go on.
Empty spaces, what are we living for? Abandoned places, I guess we know this God. On and on, does anybody know what we are looking for? Another hero, another mindless crime behind the curtain.
Still stays on. Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, and that was Queen to get us started tonight. Now, for those particularly, intentive with their ears, you may have noticed I've got a slightly deeper voice than normal. You may not have noticed that at all. My wife's been a bit poorly lately. I think I've caught something. She's had it worse than me. It's on the way out, but I have got strepsils in the studio. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to dwell on it anymore. I'm going to do my best to not let it affect my vocals one way or another. Forget about that. It's the 22nd of February. It's the 200th episode. It's extremely exciting. And, well, some celebrities have been in touch to wish me well, and one of those celebrities was Ron Burgundy. Here is what he thinks about the 200th episode of the show that goes like this.
I'm in a glass case of emotion!
Thanks, Ron. Great to hear from you as ever. So don't go anywhere. So many ways you can keep it here on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. 98.0 if you're in the area. PhoenixFM.com if you're anywhere else, and if you have a smart speaker, just ask it to play Phoenix FM. If you have an Apple device, we have an app on the Apple App Store as well, single press, and you can start listening straight away. Otherwise, go to our website, click on the schedule, click on the Listen Live link, and you'll get us as well. And like I said, celebrity birthdays to come, weird world of news to come, with stories about a naked chef in Canada, how to make the perfect bacon sandwich, an animal that was let loose in Pound Stretcher, an extremely big version of a fruit, some police shirking their duty, and some weight loss tips. So loads coming up in the weird world of news. That's something to look forward to. As well as marvellous music, most of which has been selected by yourself. Nice bit of alliteration there, I hear you say. And information on the business end of the World Cup of Biscuits. Don't go anywhere. It's going to be a fabulous couple of hours. Huge thanks, as ever, to Stuart Pink for another fabulous drive time show, getting everyone safely home throughout the trials and tribulations of whatever stood in their way here in the Essex area. But remember, wherever you are in the UK, I'm eternally grateful that you're sharing your Tuesday evening with me. What's coming up next? Well, a track that was suggested by a very loyal listener and a great guy, the fabulous Paul Milton. And he usually joins me on Mixcloud as well. If you go to mixcloud.com and search for Phoenix 98 FM, you'll see the video feed live from our webcam in the studio. And you can actually see the state of me in person if you like. And if you have a Mixcloud account, which is free to get, you can join in the chat box at the side of the video feed as well. If that is what you would like to do, then absolutely go for it. So coming up next, courtesy of Paul Milton. Well, I think it sums up many people's feelings about this programme every Tuesday between 6 and 8. I'm not going to say any more than that, but it's a song featuring Hugh Jackman, Kiala Settle, Zac Efron, Zendaya, and the cast of The Greatest Showman. It's The Greatest Show. Don't say arrogant. I didn't suggest it. Yeah, but what do you think, guys? Don't just do that again. All right, do it again, but tell me more. Speaking in the gaps now, probably be quite annoying. Whoa!
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for. You've been searching in the dark, your sweat soaking through the floor. And buried in your bones, there's an ache that you can't ignore. Taking your breath, stealing your mind, and all that was real is left behind. Don't fight it, it's coming for you, running at you. It's only this moment, don't care what comes after. Y'all feel your dream, can't you see, getting closer. Just surrender, cause you feel the feeling taking over. It's fire, it's freedom, it's flooding open. It's a preacher in the pulpit and you're blind to devotion. There's something breaking at the brick of every wall, it's holding all that you know. So tell me, do you want?
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It most certainly is, and this is the 200th episode of the show that goes like this. You are tuned in, you are here. It is very exciting. And both Alex Kafetzoglu and Paul Milton have joined me on Mixcloud. Good to hear from both of you. And I've got some congratulatory messages from many people I'll be sharing with you throughout this programme as well. But thank you to you two gentlemen for being there on the webcam feed as well. And you can see the craziness of the studio, or you can see lots of Phoenix FM advertising and what I look like. So, with some headphones on, I hope it's everything you hoped for and slightly less. Anyway, though, it's the 22nd of February, and I could play next on this show Don't Ukraine on My Parade, but I think that would be a little bit too political. So let's avoid that, and let's have a great night, everybody. Don't go anywhere. Celebrity birthdays still to come, weird world of news still to come, including some nudity as well, which is always exciting. Semi-final information on the Biscuit World Cup. It's getting close to the final now. We do have a final four. If you want a sneak preview before I talk about it on the air, get yourself on Twitter at Ben Sim Radio, and you can see the semi-final polls have already begun. And if you just love great music and you're not quite sure what to expect, then this is the place for you. Yes, all the tracks tonight have either the words show, goes, like, or this in the title, hence the show that goes like this being honoured on its 200th episode. Great to hear from Ron Burgundy earlier. A couple more celebrity bite-sized bits to look forward to throughout the show as well. So keep it here, 98.0 and phoenixfm.com. Now we need another track that was suggested by the aforementioned Alex Kafetzoglou. So it's a great suggestion, I think. Time for a bit of the Chainsmokers and Coldplay. It's got this in the title. Well done.
Of old, the legends and the myths, Achilles and his gold, Achilles and his gifts, and Spider-Man's control, and Batman with his fist. And clearly I don't see myself upon that list. But she said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss, just something I can turn to, somebody I can kiss. I want something just like this. Something just like this. And the myths, the testaments they told, the moon and its eclipse, and Superman unrolls the suit before he lifts. But I'm not the kind of person that it fits. She said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss, just something I can turn to, somebody I can miss. I want something just like this.
Phoenix FM.
The Chainsmokers and Coldplay with Something Just Like This, suggested by Alex Caffett Zoglu. So, I put a request out on my social media a couple of days ago asking for people to suggest tracks that either have Show Goes Like or This in the title of the track. And I also said, if you want to send me any kind of messages, I will read them out on the airwaves. You wouldn't think that could backfire in any way, but after the next track I play, I'm going to show you how that has backfired very slightly with a very amusing friend of mine. You'll find out more after the next track, which was suggested by one of my cousins, which was fabulous. Before we even go on to that, though, I think let's get straight in early doors with a little bit of celebrity birthdays. So, 22nd of the 2nd, 22, before we all get excited about the palindromic date, unless you put an extra zero in and then it doesn't make sense. Who's celebrating today? Well, actress Drew Barrymore is 47 today. Singer James Blunt, who suggested his own songs be used to repel warring factions, is 48 today. Actor Kyle MacLachlan is 63 today. Whole New World singer Lea Salonga is 51 today. Actress Julie Walters is 72 today. And sadly, quite a few people who are no longer with us would have had their birthday today. Some certainly interesting people. Christine Keeler would have been 80 today. Bruce Forsyth would have been 94 today. Robert Baden-Powell of Founding the Scouts Movement fame would have been 165 today. And George Washington would have been 290 today. And if you're celebrating too, many happy returns to you. There we go then, those were your celebrity birthdays. Lots of people celebrating today, lots of people posthumously celebrating today, or their families. And if it's your birthday, I hope you're having a fabulous evening tonight. And very, very honoured that you've got the show that goes like this on, whether it's in the background and you're not really paying attention. It still counts in my book. Oh, yes. Hashtag 200th. It's the 200th episode tonight of this programme. Hence, a bumper edition, not in terms of length, but in terms of excitement. It's always exciting. It's always unpredictable. It's a little bit more ridiculous tonight. I like to think, oh yes, particularly the weird world of news stories I've got to share with you. One of those may be coming up soon. But remember, after the next track, how can a request on social media go slightly wrong and make me look a fool? You'll find out after Run DMC and Jason Nevin, suggested by the brilliant Alex Morton. Doesn't actually have any of the correct words in the title, but the opening line, and it goes a little something like this. Couldn't be more apt. Well done, sir.
We hope you've enjoyed this journey through sounds.
And it goes a little something like this.
There it was.
People in the world try to make it be. Two, five, car, green, bus, a beat. I said you got to work tomorrow.
this out. Check this out.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So, one of the few songs you're going to hear tonight that doesn't actually have the word show, the word goes, the word like, or the word this in the title, but the opening line, and it goes a little something like this, has a couple of them. So well done to Alex Morton. Thanks so much for your suggestion. Now, as I alluded before that track, so I put out this request on social media in the run-up to the show. And I said, tomorrow will be my 200th radio show. If you comment here, I'll read out anything you have to say on air. Then there was more to it than that. But, okay, so I put those words on. Now, you wouldn't think that could backfire, really, because I've had some fabulous messages from members of my legends, obviously, and other fellow Phoenix FM presenters. Stuart Pink said, happy double centenary. Surely this should mean you can award yourself Legend of the Week. And, yeah, that's fantastic. Lainey Boyle's put, amazing. Congratulations, 200. That's some going. Well done. I'll try and tune in, but with three kids, 6 to 8 p.m. these days is an utter blur. Thanks, though, Lainey. See, lovely messages of support like that are fabulous. Then one of my friends has taken very literally the statement, I'll read out anything you have to say on air. So then he's written something that he doesn't think I'm going to read out. This is his comment. It's from Ash, Mr. Ashok Mutapan, who is a legend, but this is what he says. Say, hello, my best mate is called Ash. There are many reasons why I love this man. A few are as follows. At school, he protected the weaker boys, including myself, from a nasty bully. He also told me girls will love me for who I am. He made me feel safe and secure. After school and after university, we lost touch. I felt empty, and that hole was half filled when I met Hayley. Ash came back into my life years after uni, and the hole is now no longer empty. I am complete. To share this means a lot to me. Never be scared to share love for friends. Thanks so much, Ash. In your honour, I'm going to play a song that I know you hold very dear to your heart about our relationship. So thanks so much to Ash for those wonderful words he's made me read out on the air and didn't think I would read out, but I have done. And therefore, just for you, Ash, and the love that we share, this is Michael Jackson.
Phoenix FM.
There you go, in honour of Ash, Michael Jackson's Ben. And yes, never be scared to share love for friends. Thanks so much, Ash, for your heartwarming words. Hope everyone's Tuesday is still utterly fabulous. Are you worried about the palindromic potential of the date? Well, I'm not going to go into it now, but I saw that Kay Burley on Sky had made a mistake, let's just say, with a post earlier on and let herself down quite badly. I'm not going to do that. If you just put 20 seconds /2/22, yes, it's a palindromic date. She was saying something about how it looked the same in a mirror. No, not with the number two. Anyway, let's move on. Yes, so much still to come. Loads of great tracks, many of which have been suggested by you and celested by you as well. Celestial tracks suggested by you. Weird World of News, I'll do the first couple of after the next track because there's some brilliant ones. And Biscuit World Cup semi-final news, yes. We are drawing it out slightly. Semi-final 1 this week, semi-final 2 next week. The final in 2 weeks' time. It's really, really exciting. I'm sure you'll agree. Oh, yes. Now then, just while we've moved away from playing songs with Show Goes Like or This in the title because of Ash Matapan, I'm going to play another one now because I had a message of support from John Fernley saying congratulations, and he just put an emoji of a roller coaster on it. Why did he do that? It's a bit too long-winded to explain to all my lovely Leg End listeners, but I used to work with John Fernley for a company who did workshops in schools. One of the activities we got the students to take part in was to try, just using card and sellotape and a bit of board, to build a roller coaster. They had scissors as well, to be fair. Build a roller coaster you could push a marble down. And therefore, he sent an emoji of a roller coaster. I thought, how can I honour that musically on the show that goes like this? John Fernley, this is for you. It's Simply Red's Fairground.
Yes.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Simply Red's Fairground, fabulously suggested by John Fernley. Slightly earlier on, thank you very much to you, sir. Loads of messages of support coming in, which is fabulous throughout the show tonight. I'll mention as many people as I can a little bit later on, but I wanted to start you off on some of the stories that I've done exhaustive research to bring to you this evening in the weird world of news. So here's one for you. Has anybody listening to this programme ever cooked naked or enjoyed the idea of cooking naked? Well, cooking naked might sound up your street until you think of the painful grease splatters that could occur. One naturist who loves cooking naked insists it's a liberating experience and that the risks are outweighed by the benefits of the unusual pastime. Chef Kim Larivière, who works at a nude resort in Ontario, Canada, says she has learnt to stand back from the oil, which seems wise. She told MEL magazine, "You get spat at constantly when you make bacon, and my chest gets the worst of it. I have to man the grill, the flat top, the burners, and the deep fryer. It can get a little bit painful, but I wouldn't have it any other way." There you go. Some people want to become chefs. Some people, like Jamie Oliver, want to become the naked chef, but not literally. Some people, like that woman in Ontario, want to become the naked chef. I'm shocked. Maybe you are too. As we all try and get over that, here's a track suggested by Paul Saunders earlier on in the run-up to the show. Thank you so much for that, Paul. It's Frank Sinatra doing As Time Goes By. But you didn't expect that on the show that goes like this. That's the beauty of it.
You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh.
Phoenix FM.
That's what I've always loved about the show that goes like this. One minute you get Queen, the Chainsmokers, Run DMC, and then Frank Sinatra. We're not constrained by decades or genre or anything like that. Oh no, we'll play anything if it fits in with the theme of the show. And the theme of tonight's show, if you just joined us, it being the 200th episode of this very programme here on Phoenix FM, we're playing any tracks with the word show goes like or this in them, because this show is called The Show That Goes Like This, in case you didn't know, but you knew that. Yes, you did. Now, another story from the weird world of news that links back to the naked chef very slightly. Just want you to think for a minute of your perfect bacon sandwich. Now, I appreciate there may be some vegetarians or vegans out there, so you close your ears for a moment. But the perfect bacon sandwich, yes, maybe you prefer your bacon cooked in some way or another. Maybe you prefer the holder of the bacon to be white bread, brown bread, multigrain, or some form of baguette or something like that. Maybe then you need some kind of sauce in there. Should it be ketchup? Should it be brown sauce? Should you go slightly crazy and even have mayonnaise or something else? What about this? Now then. Felicity Cloak, author of Red Sauce, Brown Sauce, A British Breakfast Odyssey, said the perfect bacon sandwich should come with a slathering of marmalade. Yes. She's an award-winning food writer, and she seems to know quite a bit about bacon sandwiches, but she says to get it completely right, you have to slather marmalade over the cooked bacon before you serve it. It's divided many people commenting on Twitter. Some people saying, what a fabulous idea. Some people saying, it's complete insanity. So I don't know where you stand on that, but apparently, no, not ketchup, no, not brown sauce, not even mayonnaise. You need marmalade spread on your bacon in the perfect bacon sandwich. Would you be willing to try it? Let me know. Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. And you can join us on Mixcloud as well, Phoenix 98 FM, and get the webcam feed into the studio. Loads of ways you can be in touch. Radio@phoenixfm.com if you want to go crazy and send an email. Oh, yes. Now then, another track. It does have the word this in the title, so very well done to Laden Tunchai, who suggested This Love from Maroon 5. Thank you so much.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Maroon 5, courtesy of Laden Tunchai. Thank you very much for suggesting that. Oh, yes. Now, I want to share with you a couple more Weird World of News stories and a couple more tracks before the end of the first hour of the show. So I'm going to have to be quick to get into it. Here's another one. I mentioned about an animal that was let loose in a popular store. A bargain-hunting mole found its way into a branch of Pound Stretcher and frightened staff before they came around and named him Ernest. The furry mammal is thought to have stowed away on a pallet to get inside and spent around 4 hours browsing before he was spotted hiding by the tills last week. I'm sure he could sniff out a good deal. Oh yes, thank you so much. Store manager Judy Brewis described the moment one of her checkout assistants screamed after finding the, in quotes, rat-sized mole. Judy, who's worked in the shop for 4 years, said, "I was like, what the hell is that? I hadn't seen a mole before. I've only seen Wind in the Willows. That's the only mole I've seen." Clearly, Judy was confused because that mole didn't have glasses on. "I was amazed by how furry it was. He was so clean, too. He didn't look like he'd just come out of a hole." I don't think with her interview, Judy's covered herself in glory. But anyway, a mole found wandering around Pound Stretcher. Was it someone from Pound World spying? Was it that kind of a mole? No, it was furry, and it was the size of a rat. If it was a human in a suit, it would have been much, much more obvious. Now, another track coming up from the fabulous Andy Gardner, who wished me many congratulations on 200 episodes. Thank you so much, Andy. Great to hear from you, and great to hear from fellow Phoenix presenters always. So he wants to hear The Lars with "There She Goes." Well done, sir.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
courtesy of Andy Gardner. That was The Lars, and There She Goes. Time for another story from the weird world of news to finish the final hour. The final hour? The first hour. It's not the final hour. Oh, no, there's another hour left. Don't turn off just yet. Oh, no. Keep it here, 98.0, Phoenix FM and phoenixfm.com. Now, what else can I share with you? Well, an example of one of the world's biggest fruits has just been recorded in the Guinness Book of Records. Now, I know we're going to get into this argument of, is it really a fruit? It's not strictly a fruit. Well, if you think of it initially as a fruit, you're probably not far wrong. It's the world's biggest strawberry. Yes. Now, we all know roughly the size of a strawberry. The world's biggest weighs in, wait for it, at 289 grams, over a quarter of a kilo for one strawberry. It's been declared the world's largest after Chahi Ariel spent a year farming it. The strawberry was picked on Mr. Ariel's family farm near Netanya in central Israel in February last year. It has been stored in a freezer ever since. We waited a year for results. We kept it in the freezer for a year. It's no longer as pretty as it was. The strawberry is a local variety called Ilan that tends to grow to a hefty size. And apparently, with it being frozen for a year, it has shrunk from its original size. So it could have been even bigger if you got it recorded straight away. Can you imagine a strawberry, 289 grams? Do you want cream with that? Yes, bring a vat of it over. Sheer craziness. Well, we've almost got to the end of the first hour of tonight's show that goes like this. Hope it's flown by for you like it has for me. Loads more great stuff still to come. Great music. Lovely comments from you. Lovely leg ends. A few more stories from the weird world of news and Biscuit World Cup info. Don't go anywhere. So, what track is coming up next? Again, courtesy of Paul Milton. Time for a bit of Duran Duran.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was, of course, Hungry Like the Wolf by Duran Duran. Has the word like in it, so fits into the theme of the 200th episode. Tracks with show goes like or this in the title are always acceptable. And I've already moved away from the theme a couple of times, but there you go. Hope your Tuesday's still fabulous. It's just gone 7 o'clock on the 22nd of February. Possible palindromic date if you write it down in the correct way. Not like Kay Burley from Sky tried to write it down on her Twitter earlier. That's what I saw. Caused a veritable furore. Go and have a look if you're worried about it. Anyway, yes, it's all going well, unless you're in Eastern Europe. But let's not dwell on that right now. Let's dwell on the fact that there's loads more great stuff to come. More stories from the weird world of news and Biscuit World Cup info to come very soon as well. In fact, I might do it after this next track, which was suggested by Paul Saunders. Thank you very much to you, sir, for wanting to hear a little bit of the Bangles.
FM.
The Bangles and Walk Like an Egyptian, thanks to Paul Saunders. Now, another loyal listener to the show has posted something slightly alarming on my Facebook, so I'm happy to share it with you on the airwaves. Rachel Woollett, the fabulous Rachel Woollett of Living in Kent fame. I think, is that all she's famous for? Probably a lot more than that. I know she's very good at writing, very good journalism. And far more besides. A very funny person. But Rachel Woollett says, referring back to talking of that naked chef earlier, not Jamie Oliver, a genuine naked chef in Canada. She says, this cooking naked, I've genuinely just set fire to my favourite jumper while trying to cook dinner, very upset. I'm still trying to ascertain why she's referring back to the cooking naked, because clearly if she had a jumper on, it's irrelevant in terms of this programme. I'm upset for her and with her, because that's a harrowing experience, of course. I've asked her if she was only wearing the jumper. You know, we need more information before we can really pass judgment on what's occurred. But hope you've not been singed too badly, Rachel Woollett, and you can get back to your dinner very soon and enjoy the rest of your evening. But sorry to hear about that harrowing experience for you. But happy to have shared it on the airwaves. You did put it on Facebook, so there we go. Now, I did say I would give you information about the World Cup of Biscuits, and I absolutely will do that. So, before I came on the air tonight, quarterfinal 3 and 4 were completed. And I can share with you that custard cream versus fig roll finished 88% of the votes to custard cream, just 12% to fig roll. And quarterfinal 4... Bourbon with 76% of the vote, rich tea with 24%. So custard creams and bourbons have advanced to the semi-finals. Our 4 semi-finalists: shortbread, chocolate chip cookie, custard cream and bourbons. One of those 4 will be crowned the nation's favourite biscuit, according to this very programme. So semi-final 1, the draws have taken place for the semi-finals. Semi-final 1, voting is underway. And it is shortbread versus custard cream, which means semi-final 2 will be bourbon versus chocolate chip cookie. But you can't vote on that. You can just vote on shortbread versus custard cream for this week. The poll will be running for a week. Get yourself onto Twitter, at BenSimRadio, if you want to vote in the first semi-final. Which is better, shortbread or custard cream? I'm surprised shortbread has got this far to the latter stages of the tournament. I would have expected to see custard creams there. Bourbons, I'd have expected to see there. Chocolate chip cookie is not a huge surprise. I feel like shortbread is the relative minnow out of those 4, but it could yet make its way into the final. It's your votes that will decide that. At BenSimRadio on Twitter, get your vote cast. Now then, another track suggested by Rachel Woollett. I think I owe it to her to play this track that she suggested, because she's still coming to terms with a jumper being set alight. Anyway, whether she likes it or not, it's the way that KC and the Sunshine Band like it.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I have now had clarification about Rachel Willett's burning jumper. She did suggest That's the Way I Like It there from KC and the Sunshine Band, and she said she wasn't only wearing the jumper, but if she wasn't wearing it, she wouldn't have burnt it. And if she hadn't reached across a naked flame, nice work there, she wouldn't have burnt it. Then she finishes with, "This is why I need staff." Yeah, or just someone to tell you to be careful regularly. So, yeah, thanks, Rachel. Thanks for sharing. And let's hope we can all get over it and come to terms with it in our own way, one way or another. I'm going to play another track, then I'm going to have a very unusual feature on this show. I'm not going to tell you too much about it, but it's rather exciting. So don't go anywhere. 98.0 FM if you're in the area. PhoenixFM.com if you're not. Also available on Smart Speaker and Apple App Store. So many ways you can be here. Thanks for being here. Let's have another track. This was suggested by the brilliant Michelle Ward, our fabulous daytime presenter. Eat My Brunch, he hosts from 10 till 1 every weekday, and she's wished me a hugely successful evening on my 200th episode, and she suggested this track, The Sun Goes Down, from Level 42. Thanks, Michelle.
So far, he said, I need to love someone before they drop the atom bomb.
There's a girl at the back making eyes at me, and her hair long and black is a sight to see. But I get kind of scared when love's around. I just live for the groove till the sun goes down.
I got forward motion.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Level 42, The Sun Goes Down, as suggested by the very lovely Michelle Ward. And speaking of very lovely people and bizarre things that I've decided to do during my 200th broadcast, there's someone on the end of the phone line, and it's my old friend, the very acceptable Nick Murphy.
Hello, thanks for having me on the show.
I think that is a brilliant byline you should use more, the very acceptable Nick Murphy.
Weirdly, in most of my reviews in my acting career, that has never been said.
Well, in my eyes, you'll always be very acceptable.
Usually it's mostly adequate.
Yeah, well, that's quite a good review in some way, isn't it? He's adequate.
Adequate? He isn't terrible. Basically what you're saying.
Yeah, I completely agree. I would heartily agree with that. You're not terrible.
200 episodes? That's ridiculous. You've done literally 200 episodes.
What is ridiculous is to think that we started out doing podcasts together and got to sort of 50 episodes.
And over the course of about 15 years.
And our podcasts are only 20 minutes long. What on earth has happened there? How have I managed to do 200 two-hour broadcasts in probably slightly shorter a time? It's ridiculous.
That is pretty awesome. It does remind me, we might have said this on the radio before, but it does remind me when we got a job offer and they said they just wanted us to sort of do a commentary-style job at an art exhibition.
I remember.
And the funny thing was they said to us, do you think you'll be able to talk rubbish for half an hour? Like, really genuinely, like, that's quite difficult, isn't it? And, like, you and I just looked at each other and went, we'll be fine.
We'll be absolutely fine. It's what we do. It
literally
really is.
The only thing we do is talk rubbish. Half an hour, that's like a quick telephone call for us.
Whilst I do appreciate more people listen to this show on the catch-up service than live, I would say to anyone listening live right now, if you want two blokes to talk rubbish for any kind of work whatsoever, myself and Nick are your men. Oh, yes.
We are available for all sorts of rubbish.
And speaking of, that is why I thought of you tonight. I thought it's my 200th show. I want to do something a bit crazy. I'm going to phone Nick Murphy and just get his opinions.
I want to make my 200th show rubbish. What can I do?
Well, what I've got to say to you is the World Cup of Biscuits has reached the semi-final stage.
And there was something quite controversial.
Well, something you posted earlier led me to believe you may be concerned about one of the contenders. So the final four, shortbread, chocolate chip cookie...
Yeah.
Custard cream and bourbons.
Oh, so fig rolls lost out.
Yeah, custard cream saw off the fig roll quite comfortably.
That was just so dramatically upsetting for me. Fig rolls have been one of my top three biscuits my entire life. And to think that a custard cream can beat it.
There is outrage.
I don't understand the world anymore.
What I don't understand is I've known you for over 21 years, and this is the first I'm hearing about your love of fig rolls. I don't think I've ever seen... Well, I may have seen you eat one, but it's not like you go around going, I must get another pack of fig rolls. My house has to be filled with them.
No, it's because my house is already filled with them, so I don't walk around saying it all the time.
Of course, your sofa isn't really made out of wooden material. It's made out of fig rolls.
I do love a fig roll. And admittedly, I haven't eaten many recently, but that obviously a fig roll. Now, what were the last four again?
Just we've got shortbread, chocolate chip cookie, custard cream and bourbons.
There's only one. Obviously, I know you're a big bourbon fan. Yeah. I like bourbons too.
Yeah.
But if chocolate chip cookies don't win that, it's a travesty.
Well, no, I'm not going to be too upset which any out of those four, whichever wins. But, if it was my vote, it'd be bourbons. But it's not my vote. That's the beauty of it. It's everybody else's
vote. Do you not get to vote in it, though?
No,
you're still a person.
If you create the poll, you can't vote yourself. That's the sheer terror of it. Oh, yeah, I have to rely on everybody.
Vote twice in your behalf.
Thanks so much. Yeah. on a slightly more serious note, are you concerned about Russia and Ukraine at the minute, or not that bothered?
I did genuinely. So I don't know how important this is, but I genuinely had someone phone me today,
right.
I won't say who it was, and say, I think you should get a lot of money out of the cash machine. First of all, I was like, you obviously don't know me, because having a lot of money is not something I often do.
Yeah, yeah.
And secondly, why do we need to get a lot of money out of the cash machine? She went, well, if Russia invade... I was like,
yeah?
What's the second half of that sentence? Because I don't see the connection. But yeah. So get all your money out of the cash machines.
Right,
that's
well,
what you need to do.
That's the advice of someone. Nick Murphy's not revealing who he spoke to, but someone suggested get money out of cash. You're trying to incite a run on banks in the UK, aren't you? You just like
ruining the English economy because of it.
Nick
we
Murphy.
All heard it on Ben Simmons' 200th show. It's obviously true.
Nick Murphy loves chaos. That's what's true. All right, let's not dwell on serious political issues. I know you've got to go out relatively shortly.
Upsettingly.
I'm always, and take this in the good nature in which it's intended, but I've always associated you with being a relatively sedentary man.
I can't believe you would say that. I'll never speak to you.
Certainly this time of an evening. You're about to go out and do physical activity.
I'd say you've seen me fig rolls more than you've seen me exercise, I'll say that.
That is absolutely true. But when did this taking up tennis come about, and how has it ended
summer,
doing it in the evening tonight?
Summer, autumn last year, so kind of after Wimbledon last year, I started playing tennis because I realised that because of COVID, because of lockdown, I hadn't really moved for a year and a half. So I thought I would do tennis. It's something that's sort of relatively fun, because I tried running and all that sort of stuff, and it just hurts. I don't get it. So I tried playing a few tennis games, didn't hate it.
What you mean is you didn't notice the running involved in tennis, because you concentrate on other things.
Well, actually, I tend to stand in the middle of the court and hope that my reach is long enough, so I don't really have to move.
That's why you only play against seven-year-olds. You're like, I'm brilliant at this.
No, they beat me. But yeah, so it was just a form of exercise that I didn't hate, and because I'm now doing a 9-to-5 office job, which is another weird thing that you, knowing me as long as you have, will know I don't do very often.
I've always associated you as a sedentary man who doesn't work in an office.
Who doesn't eat fig rolls. You're learning so much about me in your 200th show.
It's brilliant. Yeah, I should do this more often. Have a 200th episode. What?
So I can only book the courts in the evenings.
Right.
Because they're floodlit courts, there's only a smaller number available. Obviously, other people who are working, they're very highly prized, these courts.
Right.
So the only time slot I could get was at 8 p.m.
Wow.
I'm not happy about it.
Okay, well, you've explained quite well. Thanks so much.
I'm in a beginner's tennis league, so that's why I'm actually going out to do it. So
is that split up into divisions, or is it just one big beginner's league?
No, it's split up into divisions, and there's, I think, seven of us in our division.
And have you played any matches yet? Where are
played
you?
Played two games so far, won both of them.
Wow!
So, I know, I'm surprised.
Sorry for the extreme surprise in my voice, but well done, I'm pleased for you.
Well, you have actually seen me and played me at tennis, so I totally understand why you'd be surprised that I ever won. So that's fine.
Maybe you must have got a bit better since I last played you, but you weren't terrible.
Yeah.
One other thing, I know you need to go, but I'll just ask you this, because I am going to play a song in your honour, and the song I'm going to play, whenever there's an opportunity to ask for a track to be played on my show, you frequently ask for this track, and it's going to happen, so you'll be pleased about that.
Yeah.
And it's relatively controversial and suggestive in the title of the song, I suppose, in that it's The Divinyls' I Touch Myself. Have you only suggested that because it's a little bit of a naughty title and you think you're being hilarious? Is there more to it than that?
So you were asking for song suggestions? I misunderstood quite seriously. Yeah, I was just commenting on your Facebook, really.
Just telling you
what I'm up to, you know.
In a moment of weakness, you were just letting us know how your life is. Well,
sorry, you do a radio show? God, I'm learning about you.
Right. Well, I hope after your tennis you don't say new balls, please, because that would be rude, quite frankly.
Never.
No.
But I will say something, Ben. Congratulations on 200 shows, and I love listening to your show, Tennis Reference, as well, you see.
I thought it was like you were reading out from a notice I'd given you, but well done. No, thanks.
No, just love.
Thank you so much. That's brilliant. Nick Murphy, you've got to go and play tennis. It's been fabulous to speak to you. I might phone you up randomly during future radio shows just because I enjoy it.
Yeah, why not? I'd be more than happy to do that.
Would you like to introduce the Divinals and use that as a sign-off method?
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Ben Simmons' I Touch Myself.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was, of course, the Divinals, I Touch Myself, in honour of the irreverent Nick Murphy. And I hope he has a fabulous tennis evening. Anyway, yes, well, only 30 minutes left, just under even, of the 200th episode of the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM tonight. It's literally all happened. Celebrity birthdays, amazing music tracks, weird world of news, Biscuit World Cup has happened. Oh, so many of you have sent well-wishing messages as well. Thank you very much for that. It's been a pleasure, and there's still loads to squeeze in, so don't go anywhere. Got to tell you more from the weird world of news about how police were shirking their duty in a bizarre way, and an unexpected weight loss tip that many of you will be delighted to learn. So don't go anywhere. 98.0 FM if you're in the area. PhoenixFM.com if you're not, or ask your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. And if you have a Mixcloud account, search for Phoenix FM and you can get the webcam feed into the studio. Time for more tracks with Show Goes Like or This in the title. It's only in brackets, but Love Grows, brackets, Where My Rosemary Goes. Thanks, Edison Lighthouse. Anyone growing any rosemary? Were you expecting a side helping of love? You'll look now, won't you?
She ain't got no money. Clothes are kind of funny. Her hair is kind of wild and free. Oh, boy, love grows where my rosemary goes. And nobody knows like me. She talks kind of lazy. And people say she's crazy.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And after Edison Lighthouse, it's back to the weird world of news. Some of the more bizarre stories sourced by me during exhaustive research on your behalf. And here's one you may or may not be utterly shocked by. Two officers with the Los Angeles Police Department were fired for ignoring a robbery in progress. Why? To play Pokemon Go. According to recently released court documents, the men Louis Lozano and Eric Mitchell lost their appeal against multiple counts of misconduct, which had in part been based on a recording of them in the car. The digital in-car video system recording captured them willfully abdicating their duty to assist a commanding officer's response to a robbery in progress and playing a Pokemon mobile phone game while on duty. Now, it is good, Pokemon Go, but if you're on duty, that's not so good, is it? Over to Robert S.
I've had more than Phoenix FM.
And that was Robin S wanting us all to show her love. Now, I did promise an interesting sort of weight loss tip, really, within the weird world of news, and absolutely happy to share it with you now. There's good news for those of us who love a lie-in. An extra hour's sleep a night can shave 270 calories off a person's daily diet, the equivalent of 3 chocolate digestive biscuits. Over 3 years, this could lead to a weight loss of 1.8 stone, according to researchers at the University of Chicago. Many people are working hard to find ways to decrease their calorie intake to lose weight, said a professor. Just by sleeping more, you may be able to reduce it substantially. Who would have thought more sleep equals weight loss? There you go. You don't have to exercise, just stay in bed for a bit longer. There's craziness. Okay, well, just under 20 minutes left to take us through to the conclusion of this 200th rip-roaring episode of the show that goes like this. There's so many people that have sent well-wishing messages, I'm going to struggle to get them all in. But I'll do my very best, and we want to get in 3 more tracks as well before I leave you. And don't forget, the Biscuit World Cup is in the latter stages. Oh, yes. Quarterfinals finished with the final 4 victorious biscuit versions: shortbread, chocolate chip cookie, bourbons and custard creams. And the draw for the semi-finals took place, and we'll see shortbread versus custard cream. That is currently live, and voting is possible at Bensim Radio on Twitter. The other semi-final, bourbon versus chocolate chip cookie. Who knows what the 2 finalists will be? That is up to you, my lovely legend listeners. Oh yes, so cast your vote at Bensim Radio on Twitter. Just a single click or a single tap, however you're accessing it, and your vote will count. And if you feel particularly strongly, give it a retweet, share the post, spread it around. Let's get more people voting. It would make it very, very exciting at the business end of the World Cup of biscuits. Oh yes. Well, okay, time for another track. Remember, all the tracks tonight have "Show Goes Like" or this in the title, in honor of this program in its 200th episode. So what's coming now? A fabulous one that was actually from the film version of 50 Shades of Grey, wasn't it? We won't delve into the content of that too much, but this track is a good one. Ellie Goulding, "Love Me Like You Do."
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Love Me Like You Do from Ellie Goulding there from 50 Shades of Grey. And still two tracks to get in before I leave you today. And a lot of people to thank who've sent me well-wishing messages. It's been fabulous of everyone. If you missed it earlier, you'll know why I particularly want to thank my friend Ash for the lovely words he got me to read out on the airwaves at about 6:30 tonight. Thanks so much for that. But yes, particularly to him. And then also the fabulous Mrs. Simo, who bought me a commemorative 200th episode mug, which will remain in the Phoenix Studio kitchen. I will use it on a weekly basis, but it has made its way into photographic evidence tonight, live in Studio One. So thank you so much for that. Also to everybody that sent me messages, I'm doing some of them now because there's so many, I probably can't fit them all in before the last track. So also to Adam Pringle, Rachel Woollett, Kylie Butler, Paul Saunders, Ian Parkin, Sue Burton, Ladentu, Sunshine, Nikki French, Barry Liptrot, Ryan Taylor, Sarah Lang, Alex Kaffert-Zoglu, Steve Chappelle, Daniel Straker, and Stephen Frosdick. More of you to come, because you've all been fabulous and sent messages in on this special occasion. But now it's time for another track. So what on earth is coming next? Well, this show, when I first started working at Phoenix FM, our fabulous chairman, Paul, said to me, you need to come up with a name for your show. And I was like, well, when it could be anything, it leaves you a bit stumped, doesn't it? You're like, well, it could be anything. What on earth am I going to choose? And I thought I'd like to keep it open in terms of topics, and it could always be about anything. And I'd recently seen the musical Spamalot, which features a particular song that inspired the title of this show here on Phoenix FM. And I'm going to play you the whole song now. There used to be a bit of it in the jingle, but here's the whole thing. From Spamalot, of course, inspired by the brilliant Monty Python, this is the song that goes like this.
In every show, there comes a song like this. It starts off soft and low, and ends up with a kiss. Oh, where is the song that goes like this? Where is it? Where?
A sentimental song that casts a magic spell. They all will hum along. We'll like hell. Oh, this is the song that goes like this.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Now we can go straight into the middle eight. A bridge that is too far for me.
I'll sing it in your face while we both embrace.
And then we change the key.
How are you doing?
That's awfully high for me.
But everyone can see we should have stayed in D.
For this is our song.
that this song goes.
You're standing on my toes,
singing our song that goes like this.
I can't believe there's more.
It's far too long, I'm sure.
That's the trouble with this song. It goes on and on.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was the track that inspired the naming of this very show. This is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, here on Phoenix FM as we come to the end of the 200th broadcast. Incredible. And a few more people to read out messages from, well, not all their messages, but people to acknowledge that they sent in and to thank indeed for doing that. I mentioned Kylie Butler earlier. She asked me to give a shout out to her husband, Davey M. David Mulliner. It's his birthday today. Huge happy birthday to you, sir. And also special thanks to Stuart Pink, Michelle Ward, Andy Gardner, Darren Mutu, Nigel Fitzmaurice, Mackie Pearson, Jim Lavelle, Andy Fleming, Leanne Jones, Andy Jeffrey, Jed Gleason, Martin Hill, Ian Lee, Graham Cole, David McNeil, Ian Young, Denise Hare, Alex Morton, Keith Woodcock, Lainey Boyle, John Fernley and Dave Bourne, all of whom sent congratulations for this being my 200th show. Now, I mentioned earlier my friend Ash kind of messing about and getting me to read out something crazy on the airwaves. Dave Bourne has done the same. You may remember, if you're a regular listener and tuned in over the years, there was Trousergate that featured heavily, thanks to Dave Bourne, and also Seagull Gate, where he wanted me to change my name to Ben Seagull, which I point blank refused to do. Because I've said I'd read out anything anybody commented on the airwaves, and I've already done it with my mate Ash, Dave Bourne wants me to read the following. Can you read out, "I hereby declare my name is now Ben Seagull"? Hopefully this is legally binding. Well, we'll have to wait and see, Dave. If I get any official documents from the government changing national insurance details, you know, passport numbers, driving licenses or anything like that, I'll let you know and I'll take a picture of the name Ben Seagull. I don't think it's legally binding, but there we go. Who knows? Has it ever happened before? And don't forget as well, you can get yourself onto Twitter at Ben Sim Radio and now cast your vote in the semi-final of the Biscuit World Cup. Yes, shortbread versus custard creams. Semi-final one, the voting is up and running, and you are most definitely encouraged to vote on that. Single tap or single click, and your vote will count. Shortbread versus custard cream. What deserves to be in the final? You can only choose between those two. Yes, it's a tough choice. That's the whole point of the World Cup of Biscuits. We will find the nation's favourite biscuit, according to the show that goes like this, on Phoenix FM. Well, we're almost there. We've got one track to play us out, and I'll explain what it's going to be very shortly. I'll also explain some of the things we've learnt today by tuning into the 200th episode. We've learnt that there's a lady in Ontario, Canada, who likes to cook in front of hot oil naked. That's all I'm going to say. We've also learnt from a completely different person that the perfect bacon sandwich should have the bacon slathered in marmalade. We've also learnt that a mole was let loose in pan stretcher for 4 hours before capture, and that a world record strawberry has been measured weighing 289 grams. We've also learnt police in LA have shirked duty by playing Pokemon Go, and if you want to lose weight, sleep an extra hour. Well, whenever something celebratory happens, I play cool in the gang celebration for about 5 seconds. I'm going to play out with it tonight. Rob Harvey up next. I'll see you next week for the 201st. Bye for now. Oh, I nearly played the wrong bit. I nearly played the jingle. That would have been a disaster. Bye for now again.
celebrate.
Celebrate good times, come on.
Let's celebrate.
There's a party going on right here. A celebration to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate your party with you. Come on now. Let's all celebrate and have a good time.
Celebration.
We gon' celebrate and have a good time. It's time to come together. It's up to you. What's your pleasure?
It's a celebration.
Celebrate good times, come on.
It's a celebration.
Celebrate good times, come on.
Let's celebrate.
We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate, it's alright. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate, it's alright, baby. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate.